Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and Friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Good morning. This is In The Moment with me, Andrew Herbert, here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Very glad to have your company this Monday morning. I'm really excited about today's programme. We're featuring Hammond B3 maestro Corey Henry's new release, The Revival, which was out on March the 18th, plus songs by Grammy-winning American diva Cecile McLaurin-Salvin. Also, we've got plenty of great improvised music from the likes of Joshua Redman, Snarky Puppy, the genius of Sonny Rollins, and including a preview of a new release by Branford Marsalis. Let's start, though, with some of my favourite old-school swing, Count Basie and Kansas City Shout.
We'll be right back.
Count Basie, Kansas City Shout, recorded in 1958 and showing how it's done there. You're listening to In the Moment, playing the best in improvised music from the 1920s through to the present day. Today, we're featuring young American gospel jazz keyboard player extraordinaire Corey Henry and Cecil McLaurin-Salvin, who recently won Best Vocal Jazz Album at the 2016 Grammys. We'll hear from Corey Henry in just a few moments. First, though, Cecil McLaurin-Salvin was born in Miami, Florida. She had a Haitian father who was a doctor and a French mum, and she studied law and baroque voice at the Darius Milhaud Conservatory in France. John Fordham wrote in The Guardian, "She brings ideas from unexpected angles to the familiar art of standard singing, and she applies a mischievous intelligence to well-worn lyrics in ways that transform them." Well, let's have a listen for ourselves. This is one of five original compositions on the album. It's called Fog.
Tears on my pillow, why would I be surprised? He tells me pretty lies. I tried to find a man who's just like you. Heartaches like these are trite and true. He's just like you. doesn't care what subterfuge, what ruse to hold him.
The honey voice there of Cecile McLaurin-Sarvent and a tune called Fog. You heard Aaron Dale piano, Paul Sigvey bass and Lawrence Leathers drums. It's from her Grammy winning album For One to Love, and we'll be hearing more from Cecile throughout today's programme. You're listening to In the Moment on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Today we're also featuring a new release by Corey Henry, who was born in 1987 in Brooklyn, New York. So far he's made two albums, First Steps in 2014 and The Revival, which was released March the 18th in 2016. He started learning the Hammond B3 organ at the age of two, and in fact there's some wonderful clips on YouTube of him playing age four, where he can barely reach the keys, but he's clearly an amazing talent even at that age. He's worked with Kenny Garrett, Robert Glasper, Boys to Men, Bruce Springsteen and P. Diddy, just to mention a few. And The Revival is a live album and DVD showcasing Henry's deep musical roots. He's joined on some tracks by drummer James Williams, and it was filmed and recorded at the Brooklyn Greater Temple of Praise. Corey Henry said, "For me, it was playing my favourite instrument in my favourite musical garden. I just wanted to use my upbringing and the music in my heart and bring it to my listeners. I think this record is a more soulful, touching piece than anything else. It's a project from my heart." Well, let's have a listen for ourselves. Here is Corey Henry and a tune called Precious Lord.
Thank you.
Pretty amazing stuff there. That's Corey Henry and James Williams, and a tune from their album The Revival, which is a new release on the Universal label, and the tune was called Precious Lord. We'll be hearing more from Corey Henry throughout today's programme. It's also worth noting that he's a member of the band Snarky Puppy, and we're going to hear from them shortly. First though, Ibrahim Malouf is a French Lebanese trumpeter. He was born in Beirut, lives in Paris after his family fled the Lebanese Civil War. His father was a professional trumpeter and taught him classical Western techniques and also Arabic techniques. Malouf draws inspiration from Lebanese culture, and he's played with a range of artists, including Sting, Salif Keita, Artie Shep, and many others. He's released 5 albums on his own label, and UNESCO recently honoured him as Young Artist for Intercultural Dialogue Between Arab and Western Worlds. Well, let's have a listen to one of his tunes. This is from a 2015 album called Red and Black Light, and it's romantically entitled Goodnight Kiss. Beautiful trumpet there, and a very melodic composition. It's called Goodnight Kiss, and it's from Ibrahim Malouf and his album Red and Black Light. I like that a lot. We'll feature some more tunes from Malouf in forthcoming in the moment. Now, to return to one of our featured artists today, Cecile McLaurin-Solvent and her album For One to Love. Cecile gives her main influences as Sarah Vaughan and Bessie Smith and Betty Carter, Billie Holiday. In 2010, she released her first album, which was simply entitled Cecile, and in the same year won the Thelonious Monk International Jazz Competition. In 2013, her second album, Woman Child, was nominated for a Grammy as Best Vocal Jazz Album. And finally, this year, in February 2016, she won Best Vocal Jazz Album for this album, For One to Love. She's got a mischievous sense of observation and focuses on many subjects, but perhaps most frequently love in all its profundity and humour. And here, we're to hear her with Aaron Deal piano, Paul Sikivi bass and Lawrence Leathers drums, and a tune called The Trolley Song.
Handsomest of men, I started to yen. So I counted to 10. Then I counted to 10 again. Thank you.
folly. Ding, ding, ding went the bell. Zing, zing, zing went my heartstrings. From the moment I saw him, I fell. Chug, chug, chug went the motor. Bump, bump, bump went the brakes. Thump, thump, thump went my heartstrings. When he smiled, I could feel the car shake. He tipped his hat and took a seat. He said he hoped he hadn't stepped upon my feet. He asked my name, I held my breath. I couldn't speak because he scared me half to death. Buzz, buzz, buzz went the buzzer. Plop, plop, plop went the wheels. Stop, stop, stop went my heartstrings. When he started to go, then I started to know how it feels. When the universe reels. Buzz, buzz, buzz went the buzzer. Plop, plop, plop went the wheels. Stop, stop, stop went my heartstrings. When he started to leave, I took hold of his sleeve with my hand. And as if it were planned, he stayed on with me, and it was grand just to stand with his hand holding mine to the end of the line.
Well, who doesn't like a happy ending? That was Cecile McLaurin Solvent and the Trolley Song, with Aaron Deal piano, Paul Sikivy bass, and Lawrence Leathers drums, from her Grammy-winning album For Want to Love. You're listening to In the Moment on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM, playing the best in improvised music from the 1920s through to the present day. Still to come this hour, a wonderful offering by American sax player Joshua Redman, and more from Hammond B3 emerging superstar Corey Henry. First, though, let's have a listen to a band that Corey Henry is a member. Well, I say band, it's more collective. They're called Snarky Puppy, and they're led by Michael League, who's the bass player, the main composer. We featured their album Family Reunion earlier in the year, and they've just released a second album of 2016. That's seven albums in 5 years. This one's called Culture Vulture, and it's the first studio album for many years. There's no studio audience or guest stars, just a wonderful array of tunes, and this one is called Gemini.
Thank you.
Wonderful ending to that tune. It's called Gemini. It's by Snarky Puppy and it's from their recently released album Culture Vulture. And we'll hear more from that album next out on In The Moment. Now though, back to our main featured album. It's The Revival by Corey Henry, and it draws from well-known songs from old gospels through to the likes of Stevie Wonder. Corey Henry, though, massages the songs into unfamiliar and unexpected territory. He said the Hammond organ doesn't get enough credit in today's musical society. Corey Henry said it's his favourite instrument and his first love. It's mainly used in the church, but he wanted to show it's not just something for the church. And he's been doing that recently on a tour of this country, in fact, with a wide variety of analogue and electronic keyboardry. Conway is an eloquent advocate of his art, and he said, "What makes me really excited is the longer he plays, the focus changes from trying to define the music to really trying to discover the passion he had when he first found it." I think that's as good an artistic and possibly life maxim to live by as any. Here's a tune called "He Has Made Me Glad, I Will Enter His Gates." Thank you. He really does make that thing talk, doesn't he? That's Corey Henry and the Hammond B3 Monster, together with James Williams on obtrusive drums in the background, from his album The Revival, which is a recent release on the Universal label. And that's almost it from this hour of In The Moment. Next hour we've got more from Corey Henry, more from Cecile McLaurin-Sullivan, plus a preview of a forthcoming new release by Bramford Marsalis, as well as much more. To finish this hour, another great saxophone player, Joshua Redman, born in Berkeley, California, and his mum studied South Indian dance, and some of his earliest lessons in music were on the recorder with a gamelan player, Jody Diamond. His dad, Dewey Redman, was a great tenor player himself, and Joshua Redman cites John Coltrane, Ornette Coleman, Cannonball Adderley as his musical heroes, together with the Beatles, Aretha Franklin, Earth, Wind & Fire, Prince, The Police and Led Zeppelin. He graduated from Harvard University with a degree in social studies and planned to study law, but got involved in the New York jazz scene, began gigging with musicians such as Brad Meldar, Christian McBride, Pat Metheny, Charlie Hayden and Billy Higgins. So let's hear a tune from his seventh album, called Beyond. It's packed full of original compositions. He's accompanied by Aaron Goldberg piano, Reuben Rogers bass and Gregory Hutchinson drums, and this tune is called Twilight and Beyond. Thank you.
Craig David, and I'm right here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
But I just feel the same.